I fully understand your question marks in a way, and thank you for just sharing this with us. Let me still try to walk you once more through the text. And yeah, there are three footnotes, but in a way, there are two of the footnotes are a kind of a placeholder, reminders of issues that we have to resolve. So they are just, in a way, they are not footnotes in the sense of proper footnotes, because that could be fixed also in the text itself. And in the text, if you look at the second line, where you see conventional military systems. The proposal conventional was done because certain high contracting parties think that is important because it is under the CCW. Others say that's not necessary because it's in, if you have a reference to the CCW, it's done. So that is a matter of appreciation. Military would pertain to the issue of dual use or not. That would be then exclusively military systems if you would insert it in the text. If you have it not in the text, it's not excluded that also systems that are not, let's say, officially military could also still fall under the description if they live up to the characterization what is there. But they are indeed. Master is reminding us of they of course they even if they are not mentioned they will still fall under IHL. But we have here we try of course to describe in give the characterization of laws in particular. Once activated, is important in the discussion on the moment. You look whether there is autonomy or not. So you can have the full life cycle, or you could see it after activation. So this pertains to the moment you are taking in the life cycle when you start measuring it. Independently has to do with the autonomy. Executing an attack is also a way of describing that it's a military system. And we have had, of course, a quite extensive discussion already in the room on executing an attack, what is included under IHL under an attack, because it could be both offensive and defensive. And then further in the text, you see identify and or selecting and engaging. We have had a long discussion on that here in the room. In the text is now the version with and or. And that related also to the discussion with regard whether they are cumulative or not. And then if I continue within the chain of command and control, that would specify human user, not just a human user, but a human user within the chain of command and control. For some, that's important. Well, that's there. Others say it's not necessary. And during, in the execution of these tasks, the difference between during that would be, then you would have it as of a certain moment, and in is the wider version of that. When we go to the second para, and I'm now trying to paraphrase the views of all the delegations I talk to, and I'm afraid they most likely will be able to do it more eloquent than I do, but I just try as an honest broker to say that, but of course they are fully free to take the floor and specify it, or if I have not done it properly, please forgive me for that. That has not been my intention. If we look at the next para, there we have the issue of the exclusions after inter alia. And there a number of issues have been flagged also in the past. The issue of mines, for instance, was also mentioned. Then was said mines could be, it's not necessary to state it here. It could be excluded in the scope of a possible instrument. There are a few other examples here. There is PGM, precision guided munitions. Others have suggested munitions. Why is it bracketed? Because not everybody can accept it, because munitions in the eyes of certain delegations will be too wide. I have heard not really objections to PGMs, but okay, it's still bracketed. Remotely controlled uncrewed vehicles. Yes, but according to some, that there should be a certain specification on that. For that reason, behind bracketed weapon systems without autonomous features, that would be a more general exclusion factor. Then, if you look at the footnotes, you see again in one that is the issue of the entire life cycle. How are we going to do that? And two was the issue of the dual use. So I already explained, because they are not real footnotes, and three is indeed a footnote on lethal, where we had already a lot of discussion on. So I'm not going to dwell upon that. But this is what I can offer as an additional background on what you're now seeing on the screen. And I am not surprised that you are a little bit confused, but this is the phase we are in, and that can look a bit messy. I hope this is a response to your question. Next on my list is Turkey, to be followed by the UK, Chile and Panama, but let me first pass the floor to the distinguished representatives of Turkey. You have the floor, sir.